Russia is escalating missile attacks on strategic locations in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say the targets are infrastructure, hubs for transportation and for supply lines. Meanwhile, evacuations of civilians are continuing in Mariupol and other cities. NPR's Tim Mak is in Kyiv, the capital. Tim, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tim, we are reading that Russians are focusing strikes on infrastructure, taking out train stations, parts of the power grid. What can you tell us about these latest strikes?
Well, there were strikes all through the night in Ukraine and in all sorts of regions, even regions that have typically not been the target of strikes. We're talking places in western Ukraine, which has been a hub of evacuees and refugees fleeing from the country. That's usually been a pretty safe area. Central Ukraine was also hit by missile strikes. And there were areas much closer to the front lines in southern and eastern Ukraine that were also targeted. Like you mentioned, rail infrastructure was an apparent target. Six stations in western and central Ukraine were hit. Mm-hmm. We heard from a Western Ukrainian official who said that strikes near the western city of Lviv actually targeted supply chains, including for humanitarian aid. Now, overnight, the current count of Russian missile strikes are that there have been more than 20 launched. And most of these missiles were fired from the Caspian Sea. That's according to a Ukrainian military spokesperson. So there's been a real breadth of these attacks and strikes all across this country in the past 24 hours.
Yeah. Tim, you're also reporting on people who have evacuated cities in the southern part of Ukraine. Tell us who you've talked to, what you've learned.
Well, I've spoken to a number of folks who have left Russian-held areas in southern Ukraine, and they tell me a very similar story, that it's very harrowing right now because on and off, there are no ceasefires, there are no humanitarian corridors, and people are trying to leave privately, can't organize a safe way to do it. They just have to risk going through Russian checkpoints and passing from Russian-held territory into Ukrainian-held territory. They tell a similar story of how dangerous it seems, how scared they felt, how men are pulled from the car and basically searched for any signs of weapons or signs that they had served in the Ukrainian military, for example. So that's things like, do they have tattoos? Do they have any markings on their body that suggest that they have had body armor on recently? Mm. And it's this very harrowing experience to travel from Russian-held territory into Ukrainian-held territory. But the folks that I've talked to have said they have experienced a great deal of relief to finally move into Ukrainian-held territory and then try to get to safer places away from the front lines.
Well, those are evacuees from the south. You have also reported from the eastern part of Ukraine. You've been there for 2 months, done a lot of reporting. The heaviest fighting is in the east, and some of the reporting suggests there's this emerging narrative that the Russians will seek to formally annex key parts of the east and somehow declare victory. Does that comport with your reporting?
Well, I'll say that from my conversations in eastern Ukraine, even folks who speak Russian might have even been, you know, friendly towards the idea of closer ties to Russia before the war, there's not very much appetite in the places that I've been to embrace Russia. I mean, I went to the city of Kramatorsk. It's close to the fighting in eastern Ukraine. And this is a place where thousands of evacuees were gathered trying to get away from the violence last month. 59 people were killed at this train station. 104 more were injured at this train station in Kramatorsk as two missiles landed amongst these Ukrainian civilians just trying to evacuate the city. After events like this, I think there's very little sympathy or interest from civilians in eastern Ukraine to embrace a Russian vision of life, of government, of joining this, you know, the Russian country.
And Tim, looking forward briefly, there's a big Russian holiday coming up on May 9th. It's Victory Day, commemorating the Soviet defeat of Germany in World War II. What is the expectation that there might be parades of Russian military in Ukraine or other messaging of victory?
Well, it'd be hard to have parades in, you know, eastern or southern Ukraine right now because there's still so much fighting going on. But, you know, you do look at this massive barrage of attacks all across the country, and you wonder if it isn't Russia trying to send a message just a few days before, as you mentioned, their Victory Day.
NPR's Tim Mak in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. Tim, thank you for your ongoing reporting, and take care of yourself and your team.
Thank you so much.